Reading Gitta Sereny's interview with Franz Stengel, SS, Commandant of Treblinka. One may not imagine this. She sat in a bare room with him and listened. She kept count of the hours. He said yes to photographs. He took off his tie. He wore white linen riding clothes to watch the trains offload. It was hot, he said. There was a clock whose hands never moved. There were flowers by the road. The trains rolled in, 37 cars, 39, a tabulated infinity of cars, the numbers inside chalked on the side. He knew that they were driven between barbed wire fences woven with branches of fir, the final path that led to the door which the guards had christened the Road to Heaven. The fires burned around the clock. The downwind plume reached out for miles. How perfect, the machine. What could we do, he said, often. Once, from the window of a train, he saw cattle in slaughterhouse pens who looked at him trustingly just before they went into the tins. After, he settled in Brazil for 16 years, built a house with a garden, and lived there with two daughters and a wife. He did not change his name. They took him on his quiet street.